Almost 100 organizations, including museums, zoos, federal agencies, and environmental groups, have been putting together a plan to preserve the few remaining natural areas in and around Chicago. Kent Fuller heads up a task force for a group called Chicago Wilderness. He also works for the U.S. EPA's Great Lakes National Program Office. Fuller is working to implement the Chicago Wilderness Biodiversity Recovery Plan.
One of the elements of the plan is to try and reach local governments to try and get the word out that there are important aspects of biodiversity that exist on their lands and in those communities that can be helped through the actions by things like local zoning decisions or the decision by a local park district whether to build one more ball field or to manage a piece of their land for natural purposes.
The plan's organizers got the help of planning agencies because they coordinate a region's growth. The Northwest Indiana Regional Planning Commission has approved the project, and late last year, the Northeast Illinois Planning Commission, called NIPSE, also approved. John Page is the director of planning services for NIPSE. He says although the commission has no regulatory powers, once the agency adopts a plan, it filters down to county and municipal governments. They use it as a blueprint. State government uses the planning agency's designs for funding decisions.
When we look at an expressway proposal, have they incorporated into it the provisions for not altering or degrading any existing natural areas, but have they incorporated maybe planting of prairie grasses in the right-of-way? And we can say that that must be done based on this plan.
Page says the Biodiversity Recovery Plan will mean more natural areas and more native wildlife, and that improves the quality of life. He adds the quality of life attracts business, and Page believes business and wildlife preservation can go hand in hand.
It is somewhat seemingly conflicting or counterintuitive that they're going to buy land and build on it when it could have been a prairie or something like that. But I maintain that it takes people, and it takes people that appreciate that, to in fact protect the land. Yeah, they're going to build on this one, but they're going to be interested in saving the valuable natural areas that exist.
Page says urban planners have begun to understand the importance of preservation as the region continues to grow. The chair of the Biodiversity Recovery Task Force, Kent Fuller, says his group isn't looking to return Chicago to swamps, dunes, and prairie, at least not all of it.
This is not anti-growth. We're looking at sustainable growth, and particularly in the rapidly growing areas, trying to get out there and talk to people ahead of time and get them to have the idea, well, we should preserve the best places, and it really builds quality of life. And the hope is that people could, you know, sort of get reacquainted with nature and really come to appreciate it and understand the place they live and love it in a different way than they maybe are able to at this moment.
The Chicago Wilderness Biodiversity Recovery Plan is changing some of the landscape of the region. Cities are planting more native shrubs and trees in parks and roadsides. Some corporate campuses are converting bluegrass lawns to prairie flowers. As new office complexes and shopping malls are built, zoning laws will encourage or require more of this kind of planting. But it'll probably take a while for the idea of biodiversity recovery to filter down to existing businesses. Amy Anderson is with the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce.
I would not say that there is a wide understanding of environmental issues, particularly among smaller businesses where it's a struggle every day to keep your business afloat.
Anderson says most business people understand planting a tree is good for the environment, but they figure a Japanese weeping cherry tree is as good as a native wild black cherry tree.
Biodiversity is another step above probably where most of the general public is thinking. It's a pretty complicated technical issue, but I would definitely say that there is movement afoot among industry, among business, to become more environmental friendly.
Anderson says being green is seen as a good public relations move, but she notes it's easier to get businesses to think about things such as native grasses and shrubs when economic times are good. She says as soon as the economy takes a turn downward, native landscaping is the kind of thing that gets cut first to improve the bottom line. Even if businesses keep planting marigolds instead of native prairie clover, more natural plantings will be springing up in parks and landscapes all over the Chicago region. And it might not stop there. Already a half dozen cities in the U.S. and a few in other countries are contacting Chicago Wilderness to see how they can restore some of their own natural areas. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.